From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Day to Day's Mike Pasca in Missouri before Tuesday's Democratic primary election there, with six other states also holding primaries and caucuses that same day, among them South Carolina. And that's where we're going first for our regular Friday conversation with NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. He's there in South Carolina. We're going to talk about the race and how it might be parsed on the Sunday political talk shows. Juan, welcome back. And how about that debate in South Carolina last night?
Yes, sir, Alex. I got to work with you on your accent, Alex. It was in Greenville. You can't say Greenville. It's Greenville.
Greenville. All
Greenville,
right.
Yeah. And it was quite a good debate, actually, quite energetic. And the highlight of it was all the candidates sort of positioning themselves as to how to attack John Kerry, because Kerry has a sizable lead after his wins in Iowa and New Hampshire. The Dean campaign, Howard Dean's campaign, is in such turmoil after firing their campaign manager, bringing in new blood, that he had no choice but to try to engage Kerry, and he did that by going after his record on health care, which is a key issue for South Carolinians.
Yeah, I think we have a clip from that. Here's former Governor Dean.
But in 19 years in the Senate, Senator Kerry sponsored 11 bills that had anything to do with health care. Not one of them passed. If you want a president who's going to get results, I suggest that you look at somebody who did get results in my state. That's how we're going to fix Medicare, is to get somebody who has executive experience in governing, particularly somebody who's a doctor who understands these things, who is willing to get stuff done. And I don't think we're going to do that, getting somebody from the United States Senate to be the Democratic nominee.
Sounds pretty tough, Juan.
Well, you know, it was really, he went on really to make the point that Kerry is an insider, and that he, Dean, stood up to the president on war, and that Kerry did not, that he has the ability to challenge this president. Now, Kerry came back and said, you got to understand how Congress works. You got to understand how to make accommodations and do things that lead to bills that maybe don't have your name on it. But I thought that that was Dean's best shot of the night.
The debate started with questions about the Democrats' strategy in the South. The moderator, Tom Brokaw, suggested that South Carolina was a do-or-die state for Senator John Edwards, who, together with General Wesley Clark of Arkansas, is seen as having kind of home turf down here in the region.
Edwards has been the best of all the candidates and on the stump giving speeches. And last night, he took a shot at Kerry because he's got to win here. If he doesn't win in South Carolina, his campaign is dead. So he basically said that Kerry is a guy who said in the course of the debate last night that the war on terror had been exaggerated. And so Edwards hit back and said, well, what's the exaggeration? Now, of course, Kerry was talking about all the reports this week about weapons of mass destruction not being found in Iraq. But Edwards really went after Kerry last night.
He also talked about the South, because Senator Kerry had said up in New Hampshire, you know, a Democratic candidate could win the presidency without winning a single state in the South. Here's what Senator Edwards, now down in the South, had to say about that last night.
Too many times the Democrats ignore the South. We can't do that because historically we've never elected a Democrat president without winning at least five southern states. So it's wrong electorally to do it. More importantly, it's wrong because we as Democrats are about expanding the party. So it's enormously important for us to be successful electorally and to have a president that people in the South and all across the country believe represents them, represents their values, for us to continue that expansion and reach out and embrace the South.
That's Senator Edwards last night tweaking Senator Kerry on the South. But how much time were they devoting to each other overall, do you think, Juan, and how much to President Bush?
Well, I think a lot was devoted to President Bush. In fact, maybe the majority of it, because this week's revelations about from David Kay, the weapons inspector, about weapons of mass destruction gave them an opportunity to renew attacks on Bush. In fact, Sharpton had the best line of the night when he said that someone said that the president in the State of the Union said he doesn't need a permission slip to go to war and defend the United States. And Sharpton said, well, this president doesn't even need votes to be president if you look back at the 2000 race. So I think that theme is going to continue through the weekend, Alex, on all the talk shows. Dean is going to be on Meet the Press, Edwards on Face the Nation, and David Kay is going to be a regular guest. So if you're watching the weekend talk shows, you're going to see that theme continue, maybe give the Democrats some more ammunition.
You mentioned the Reverend Al Sharpton. South Carolina is the first contest, I guess, where large numbers of black Americans are going to be voting, or may anyway be a factor in the outcome. What about the factor of race? Is that now an issue that the candidates are taking up again?
Oh, it is an issue, Alex. All the ads here feature blacks. You know, all the candidates hugging, getting testimonials from blacks. And in fact, Kucinich, Dennis Kucinich, the congressman from Ohio, said he wasn't going to sleep in South Carolina last night. abiding by an NAACP boycott against the state for continuing to fly the Confederate flags on the grounds of the Capitol. So it's an issue, but you got to remember about 40, maybe 50% of the Democrats who vote in the primary here Tuesday are going to be African Americans.
NPR senior correspondent and regular day-to-day contributor Juan Williams joining us from South Carolina. Thanks again, Juan.
Thank you, Alex.